Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Sound Talk. Our nation is grieving because of what happened in Las Vegas. There were invisible forces you and I that understand. We wanted to cause hurt and so very terrible act was perpetrated on our fellow. It is difficult to know exactly what to say at times when we are visited by such tragedy. But you and I have thought Psalm 23, David Hamilton, or wrote, I can walk through the valley and shout of death. Second Corinthians chapter 1. Beginning at verse 3, Paul wrote these prophecies. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be comforted, which are in we ourselves are opposite of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abound by Christ. This has always been a wonderful chapter. And I love the power. And I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit led Paul to pen this marked passage of us, this verse, or an anchor for himself. So that has been signified by so, today we teach the God of all comfort to comfort our country, to comfort the family members, the lost love, and lost people. We ask that God make his presence known to the power. That he would speak
to those who were wounded, and that they would know His presence in a powerful way. Verse 4, Paul writes, who comforts us in all our tribulation. A word, the lips, which means to break or crush or to compress, squeeze. Also grievous affliction. God comforts us in our afflictions. We thank Him for His presence. Thank Him for His power. We thank God that there was no further loss of life. These were people, these were persons. Who are of value to God and to the loved ones. God loved each of these persons so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not die, that He should not die eternally, but have eternal life. So much was going on in Las Vegas that you and I will never know or never completely understand. There are so many heroes. There are so many people. There's so much to help others while exposing themselves to danger. And we thank God for such persons. We don't know this gunman was, or we don't understand the complete situation. We are told that there was this lone gunman who perpetrated the attack. But you and I know that there are circumstances that we never understand. Or be made privy to. So we call upon God. We call upon God to protect His people, to comfort His people. We call upon God to bring revival to this nation. Pray that God would lead us out of the ruin and the destruction that some would visit upon us. Our country needs God. Our country needs to once again understand who God is and what He can do to lives that reveal to Him what He can bring into those who would surrender their lives to Him. It's going to take a long time for our country to be healed from this wound. And some are calling this the worst event of its kind in our nation's history. We thank God for His presence. We see the exceeding sinfulness of sin, what sin does in a heart that does not know God. We see the reality of sin at work. We see a nation at work. We see that there are those who saw these living beings as mere political foes to be destroyed. To shoot at these persons with this madman. To have them fall this manner. And then to keep shooting at them. God sees. And there is a day of reckoning. And those who are behind this act, and you and I know that there is more than one, that this is a very sophisticated operation. You and I know that this was a mission. God sees, God knows. And God will deal with those who snuffed out the lives of these persons. And so we pray for those who are gone. We pray for those who are wounded. We pray for their collective families. We pray God will heal our land with His Spirit. We pray to be strengthened by God's presence in the coming day. We pray that God would give us of His power so that our witness will not be dampened, but our witness makes stronger. And that the memory of these persons will become sacred. And that you and I will speak truth to power because of what was done to them. Let us not cower. Let us not be afraid. Let us stand bold before you. Let us walk according to the word of God and do the things that God has called us. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. This is our time to be witnesses for the truth. This is our time to stand and to do the right thing. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who lost their lives. I pray for the wounded. I pray. For the families, Lord, who are now in grief. I pray for a new direction for our country. I pray for those who have suffered through hurricanes and through earthquakes. So much has come upon our world, so much wounding, so much pain, so much power, so much grief. We need you, Lord, and we thank you. In the name of Christ, our Savior, we give thanks. Amen.